Saturday at Wembley Stadium. On Saturday, the Hardings can sleep long as they don't have to go to work or to school. It was raining heavily during the night and there was a strong wind. There was heavy rain at night and the wind was blowing strongly. But in the morning it has stopped raining and the sun is shining again. The sky is blue with just a few clouds in it and it isn't windy anymore. When Jack wakes up, he's excited. His wife has given him tickets to watch a football match at Wembley Stadium. He's looking forward to watching the match there. Wembley Stadium is one of the biggest and most famous stadiums in the world, with space for up to 90,000 people. Jack always enjoys going there to watch a football match, though he hasn't been there for almost a year. Is Jack going to go to the match on his own? No, he isn't going alone. He's going to go with his family. The football match is going to be a family outing. At what time is the match going to start? It's going to start at 5:30 p.m. The start of the match is going to be at 5:30 in the afternoon. What teams are going to play? Liverpool is going to play against Chelsea. It's going to be Liverpool versus Chelsea. The short form VS stands for versus. Versus is a Latin word and means against. Jack isn't the only one to be excited this morning. His wife and children are also excited. What time are we going to leave, Jack? His wife asked. I'd say we leave at 4:15. It's going to be very busy today and we don't want to have to hurry. How do you want to go there? Let's take the tube. It'll be faster and easier than going by car or by bus. Let's take the Jubilee line, which stops at Wembley Park. The Hardings didn't have to hurry to the stadium as they left in good time. They were in no hurry on the way to the stadium. Some other people did have to hurry to get to the stadium in time, even though they left in good time. They went there by car and got held up in the traffic. When the Hardings got to the stadium, there were people everywhere. It was very busy and everyone was looking forward to the match. When they got to the entrance, they had to show their tickets. Then their bags were checked. All bags were checked to keep people in the stadium safe. Then the Hardings could enter and go to their seats. Then it was time for the kick-off. The referee blew his whistle and a Liverpool player kicked the ball. The players kicked the ball back and forth for several minutes. Sometimes Liverpool had the ball and sometimes Chelsea had it. Then a Liverpool player kicked the ball a very long way towards the Chelsea goal. All the players hurried towards the goal. The goalkeeper stood ready. A Liverpool player got the ball close to the goal. He wanted to kick it at the goal, but then he was fouled by a Chelsea player. A player from Chelsea fouled him. The referee blew his whistle. It was a penalty. A very good and famous player from Liverpool stood in front of the goal with the ball. All the other players had to leave the penalty area. Only the goalkeeper stayed in the goal. Then the referee blew his whistle. The Liverpool player kicked the ball. The goalkeeper jumped to catch the ball. Did he catch it? No, he didn't. The ball went into the goal. Liverpool scored a goal. Now the score was 1-0 for Liverpool. The Liverpool fans cheered very loudly. The Chelsea fans didn't cheer. The Hardings also cheered. Then the match went on. The ball went back and forth for a long time. Now the two teams weren't playing quickly, they were playing slowly. How did the fans feel about this? They felt unhappy. A lot of fans were whistling. Then some Chelsea players got near the Liverpool goal. They kicked the ball back and forth near the goal. Then a Chelsea player kicked the ball hard towards the goal. The goalkeeper wanted to catch it, but he couldn't. The ball went into the goal. Chelsea scored a goal. Now the score was 1-1. Just 5 more minutes until half-time. Then the referee blew his whistle again. It was half-time. Now both teams had a break of 15 minutes. The people in the stadium now had time to talk about the match, eat and drink something, or go to the toilet. After 15 minutes, it was time for the second half. The players were ready and the referee blew his whistle again to start the game. For 40 minutes, the players of both teams kicked the ball back and forth. Just 5 minutes before the end of the match, Liverpool scored another goal. Now the score was 2-1. The Liverpool fans cheered very excitedly. They hoped they would win the match. But now Chelsea played a fast game. After just 1 minute, they were close to the Liverpool goal. A Chelsea player kicked the ball at the goal, but the goalkeeper caught it. Chelsea didn't score a goal. The Chelsea players were unhappy now and moved slowly. At that moment, some Liverpool players ran towards the Chelsea goal. They kicked the ball and scored again. The Liverpool players and fans cheered excitedly. The Chelsea fans didn't cheer. They were sad now. 2 minutes later, the referee ended the match. He blew his whistle and the match was over. Liverpool scored 3 goals and Chelsea scored 1 goal. The score at the end of the match was 3-1. The Hardings, along with the other Liverpool fans, left the stadium happily. Jack Harding was very happy. "Thank you for this wonderful birthday present," he said to his wife.